Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting second, the left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting third, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second, the center fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth, the catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is walked intentionally. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Auker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Berardino moves to third. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berardino scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Bill Sales now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hefner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Browns. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Hoag moves to third. It's 7-0, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Cronin scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Browns. Bill Sales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peacock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hoag. Williams reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Fox moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Williams scores. It's 7-4, Browns. Bill Trotter now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner misplays the ball. That's an error on Hefner. Cronin moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Vosmick scores. It's 7-6, Browns. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hebbing now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn bunts towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sullivan moves to second. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner bunts towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Trotter moves to second. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trotter moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Peacock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a line drive towards third. Clift catches it and throws to first to double up Heving. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Finney. Clift reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Glenn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-6, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berardino bunts towards the mound. Hebbing fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hebbing. Berardino moves to second. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Berardino trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Peacock, who tags Berardino, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to third. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hogue hits a fly ball into center field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Glenn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-6, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Trotter takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Peacock races back for the ball and makes the catch. The throw to the second, and Berardino is out, unable to get back to the bag, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 11, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.